Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
James Erdang, the founder and CEO of Education Africa, and we'll talk about this concert, the Sounds of Celebration. James Erdang, thank you for speaking to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Ah, Simon, thank you and welcome to your listeners.
So, James, there's two bits of explaining that you have to do this afternoon. You need to tell us what is Education Africa, what they do, and what is their connection to and what is Sounds of Celebration?
Okay, well, first of all, Sounds of Celebration is a social cohesion concert that we've run now for 8 years in partnership with the Sydenham Shul. Education Africa, I've been at the coalface for over 3 decades, and we give educational opportunities to disadvantaged South Africans. We've got a school in Orange Farm with 1,300 children, with 100% matric pass rate, which is fantastic in a poor community. We do ECD SACWA INCIF Level 4, Teach the Teacher, where we help get ECD teachers certified at INCIF Level 4, and we've got the ability of training 125 teachers every 18 months. We're also the biggest trainers in marimbas in the country, and one of the offshoots of our marimba program is Sounds of Celebration. And the key is, of, as I said, is a social cohesion concert, and it raises money all year round to support our marimba hubs. We have 18 hubs with over 1,000 learners participating weekly during school term. And yeah, it's been very exciting. And one of the things that also happened with the organization over COVID is that it's given us the opportunity to innovate. So if we go throughout our projects, we've been able to deliver very quickly through developing blended learning teaching platforms, including our traditional workbooks and bringing RCT into the mix. And we had to put our marimba festival, which is the biggest of its kind on ice, last year in the end of July because of the COVID pandemic.
Sure.
And we innovated and we took it online, and it gave us the opportunity of taking it global. And it was so impressive that CNN International Inside Africa did a documentary on it.
Wow.
So we gave ourselves a pat on the back. And we said, well, let's take our Sounds of Celebration, which is a in-theater concert where we have, and we've taken it to a global audience now. So not only a global audience, but also to global artists, including Grammy Award winners, to participate.
So let's talk about that in a little more depth, because if I was given the correct information, the lineup is pretty spectacular.
I mean, it is absolutely spectacular. I mean, it's amazing. On one stage, indirectly, you've got Gad Elbers, you've got Honey G, you've got Judy Cohen. So where do you get that in the Jewish community? And then you've got the other side of it, where you bring in the social cohesion. So it's been co-hosted out of South Africa by David Bloch, who's also show producer alongside Joan Lithgow, our music specialist, and then hosted also by Leila Cardan in Dubai.
Okay, so that I saw, and that struck me as being absolutely fascinating, because let's call a spade, the tensions are in the Middle East are at the highest they've been in years. The press reporting that the Arab street, even in Dubai, having major issues with Israel. Is this concert going to go ahead with that component?
Yeah, it's still going to go ahead, and it's nice that we've had no one who's formally pulled out. I think the important thing is that it's a social cohesion concert. So it's not about what's happening in the Middle East. It's about bringing people together of different races, religions, different backgrounds on one stage for peace and social cohesion around the world. And
brilliant initiative, and it's very hard for anybody to take issue with that. I absolutely agree with you. Now I'm giving you the platform to unashamedly sell yourself. When, how, what? Because clearly these funds are going to a very, very important cause.
So the concert's happening at 5 o'clock on Sunday. Tickets are online. And what's wonderful, the tickets are only 85 Rand, and for people who are listening from overseas, it's like less than £5 or €5 or $6.
Sure. Yeah.
And they valid for 1 week on demand viewing. So 5 o'clock Central African time, Sunday's the first showing, and then after that for 1 week at any time in the comfort of your home from anywhere in the world you can watch. To book tickets is also extremely easy. You just visit www.educationafricaoneword.org, or you can get them at www.heroticket.co.za. And it's very simple, R85. And what makes it even cheaper, if you're watching online on your television, wherever it might be, it's not going to be one of you watching, it's going to be a couple of you watching. And you've got opportunity to watch several times during the week. So it's really great.
James,
so
I really hope that you are overwhelmed with the subscribers, because what an amazing initiative this is and what an incredible organization Education Africa sounds like. So best of luck, and I hope you sell 4 times more than you're hoping to.
I hear that Chai FM is going to be interviewing some of the artists and other participants, so that's very exciting. And I think things for me, for the Jewish community and for other communities, you've got the Syrian Peace Choir. Made up of Syrian refugees
living
in Munich. And that's like, wow, it is incredible. And in Israel, we've got the Peace Drums Project, where you've got a band made up of Jews, Christians, and Muslims. And this is what it's about. Let's all come together and lay down and have peace in the world.
Amen, amen, amen to that. James Erdang, founder and CEO of Education Africa, thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Simon. Thank you, listeners. And please book now.